You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca, Alberta's only regulated online gambling website. Use the promo code, and you get a new one every month, Greger50, and you'll get a free $50 play only at PlayAlberta.ca.
Sir, Lorianne, how you doing?
Doing awesome. Happy Friday, Jason.
Now, I know you and Connor spoke about the new velodrome that's coming here in like 4 months, right? It's going to be ready early January. I just want to follow up on that because I was listening to it, the part of the conversation, and how, just if you can put into words what this means to the cycling community.
Well, for the cycling community, it really confirms that Edmonton is the center of the universe and the cycling universe. So to be able to have an indoor covered track means, number one, we don't have to shovel the snow during the winter to get a small strip clear so that you could actually ride on a really nice day. But you can ride pretty much every day of the year except for Christmas and probably New Year's Day. So the training level from recreation to I'm going to call it Olympic level is going to be here. There's going to be the opportunities to have international racing. I believe there is a junior elite race that will be one of the first ones run here. It is a world-class facility. When you walk in, Jason, it faces right in your face. You can see the top area of where the riders would be. So as you're walking in, it is right there. There's lots of seating for spectators. You can go in, you can watch. You're not even going to mingle with them. The track is about a 47 degree banking, which looks really steep. I was standing beside it and it was like, wow, this is really cool, because it gives you a total different perspective of why you have one gear, no brakes, because it's your power of pushing the pedals, turning them over, that actually keeps you upright. Whereas like on a mountain bike or a road bike, you can coast, you can float, you can soft pedal. On track, you're always turning your legs, so it's like an adult version of a tricycle, but you're strapped in or locked into the pedal, so you can really never come out of it unless you crash or you come off and then, you know, you take your feet out. So it's that momentum that you generate, the energy that keeps you upright, and then you learn how to contract your quads or speed them up to go faster or slower.
So you meant with the, now that degree, is that like a normal, like, is that an Olympic degree, or do different tracks have different degrees depending on where you race?
Every track is a little bit different. It's different in steep or pitch, and it's also different in lengths, because, you know, Burnaby had a 200 meter track. Calgary, I think, has an outdoor 400 meter track. We have a 333 outdoor track from the 78 Commonwealth Games here in Edmonton. And this track is going to be Olympic world class distance, which is 250 meters around. So a little different tactics, a little different training, negotiations. But, oh, man, it is so much fun riding a 250 meter track, because you really don't have time to make an error. You have to be so precise. 333 meters, like our outdoor track, you have a little more room where you could make up maybe a second or two. Okay. But 250, I mean, it's tactic, it's cat and mouse. You got to know where you are. You have to know where your opponent is and what you're doing.
So if you look bigger picture, will like the Canadian team train here more for local cyclists? Like, is this going to give them a significant leg up to improve and become more competitive globally?
Oh, absolutely. And having a velodrome here in the West, there's one in Milton, Ontario. So that is where all of the indoor track has been training. Like, that's where Lorianne Genet, where Kelsey Mitchell have been training for about 4 or 5, if not 6 years. Okay. This gives us the ability to train here, to have more of a grassroots level coming up, working towards the elite level, really developing the athletes, as well as there's going to be master's programs. So the older athletes, us mature athletes now, it's going to be able to give everybody the opportunity, one, to come check it out. Number two, to get involved. Number three, if you want to ride the track and learn how to do that, there are going to be programs so that, you know, anybody, all of us can come out, and if you really want to try it out, we're not going to start you up at the top end. We'll start you down on the bottom. I call it, you know, sort of like the sidewalk. And you just start to get the feel of it. You don't go right up, you know, to the very top because you'll probably slide down, because you have to learn how to negotiate the bicycle, get comfortable with it. And of course, slow your heart rate down because it's probably going to pop out of your chest a little bit the first couple of times you go.
Now, the Alberta 55 plus provincial summer games are getting ready in Leduc. Coming up next week, the 21st to the 24th, there's the individual time trial. Are you participating in that?
Well, I think I'm going to be participating, but in a very different way, Jason. Okay. So on Friday, I'll be out there next week, and I'm hoping that I could be a holder for all of the racers there. So it's 10 kilometers for a recreational cyclist. So it's literally you get set up and you ride your 10K. For competitive cyclists, it's 20K. So I think it's two laps around the route that they have in Raleighview. Fastest person wins, so it's really you against the clock, against everybody else. There's 55, 60, 65, 70, 75, 80, and the classification for 85 years plus. So I can't wait to see who comes out.
There's an 85-year plus classification. Are there people still in that? Seriously?
Well, I'll be able to report in next week. I don't know who or what the start list looks like, but there is, you know, every 5 years there is a category. So you've had to pre-qualify for the games that are happening next week in all of the sports. So there's different, you know, qualifications within Alberta. And time trial on Friday, and on Saturday they have the road race. So 20 kilometers for recreational riders and then 40 kilometers for those who are still competitive, which is amazing.
And what's the time trial for 55 plus? Like, do you know what the qualification time is?
I don't know, but I believe that you would have had to have already pre-qualified by doing and participating in a sanctioned individual time trial, ITT is what they call it for short.
Right.
So that would give you the qualification. It's probably anywhere between 10 and 20 kilometers, all depending on what the sanctions were. And then it allows you the ability to come and compete, race, participate, and have a lot of fun.
I would just be curious. Maybe we'll try to get that answer for next week, just for the average person to know, okay, this is how fast I'd have to be just to qualify.
Yeah, well, here, I'll give you something to think about. When I first started cycling in 1987, they had a thing called the 40-kilometer time trial.
Okay.
And it was like, okay, no problem, right? Or so I thought. And it was literally a square or a rectangle format, so all right-hand turns, safe. And they sent us off in one-minute mark. So the first person would go 1 minute later, the next person, and so on. So you're thinking, all right, you know, this is going to be no problem. So you go out. And the problem is you end up going out so hard, so fast, you know, you kind of gas yourself. So you don't want to do that. But then the thing is, when somebody comes up behind you, like I had two guys come and pass me, which meant it was the guy who was a minute behind me and the guy who was 2 minutes behind me. So the objective, of course, just like in the Tour de France, because of course you're riding just like one of those racers, is to stay ahead. So it's almost redlining, going as fast as you can without blowing yourself up. And hopefully either you catch the rider in front of you because you're going fishing, you're trying to reel them in as, you know, having a carrot in front of you, but you're also trying to stop the guy behind you or the gal behind you from catching you. So it's a crazy game in your head because you think, you know, you're doing really good. And then it's like, there's different milestones and metrics that you have to measure. Can you keep your speed the same pace for 10 kilometers, or if you're competitive, 20 kilometers. I can tell you, I've never done a 40 kilometer time trial under an hour and 10 minutes. And I thought I was doing pretty good. Like, it's hard. It's hard because that means you're averaging over 30K an hour.
Yeah. So, and like you're on hills and stuff. It's not just a straightaway, right?
No, it's not flat. It's not flat. There's hills, there's rollers, there's descents. Sometimes there's a cornering. So you get a bit of everything.
Do you know, so this is out by Raleighview, out in Leduc, you're mentioning.
Yes.
As Strati likes to call it, Rolling Hills, classic. But do you know what the track is, like what the course is?
It is on the website, and it is literally a rectangle. So it is actually a bit of climbing with the elevation.
Yeah.
Then you head into a bit of a drop. So there's a small descent. There's another climb, and then you're climbing again here. So the elevation, it looks flat, but it's not flat.
No, I grew up around there, so I've driven Rolleview and through those hills. I know when we did the, I'm guessing you come down the main one, then you turn right off of the 50th Street Beaumont one, and you go, and then you go right up. That's a pretty significant hill, actually. It's a good climb. They used to do it on the MS bike tour, and I would see quite a few people who tried to start it, but ended up having to get off their bike and walk the last part, because it's a sneaky steep hill.
It's not a 3% train grade, that's for sure. And the one thing that I would, you know, share with anybody who is going out and riding that hill is, number one, your RPMs, your cadence, the revolutions of your pedaling. You want to keep it where you're pedaling versus pushing, because if you start pushing, that's when you start running out of gears, and that's when the hill, the elevation, will start to eat your legs and your lungs. So if you can keep that 90 revolutions a minute as your target, if you start getting underneath it, if you can choose another gear just to keep the legs spinning, that is always the objective. And it's that fine line, Jason, of, you know, am I going to give too much energy and run out of gas, or did I not push it enough?
No. Yeah. I'm sure that's the challenge. I have one quick little question for you, Lorianne. I'm better going up hills than I am maintaining a pace on a long straightaway. Why? What am I doing wrong in the long straightaway?
Probably, I would say, on the straightaways, if you're having a hard time maintaining your speed, you're probably not engaging your hamstrings as much as you think. Okay. When you engage the hamstrings on the flats, is you end up thinking about the reverse pedal stroke. So on hills, you're pushing down. So from 12 o'clock till 6.
Yeah.
When you're on the flats, you want to think about taking, scraping the mud off of your shoe. So from 6 o'clock till about 10 or 11 o'clock on a clock, if you're thinking about it. And the only thing on the flats you really should be focusing on is pulling up, because your leg will automatically go down. If you're slowing down, you're losing power. And that comes from technique, which is the drill I always give my athletes, is scrape the mud or something the dog left you in the backyard that you stepped on. Everybody's foot comes up with that one. But you have to engage all of your quadriceps, your hamstrings, so the top of your leg, the underside of your leg.
Right.
Whereas in hill climbing, most people are just stomp, 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 and they get up the hill.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that does make sense. So awesome stuff, Lorianne.
I got one quick thought for you. Okay. If you want to figure out if your hamstrings are engaged, unclip one foot and only pedal with the one foot. So put it in a gear that's not too hard, not too easy, and see how smooth of a circle, not a square, not an ellipse, but a circle that you can pedal with one leg. Try it for maybe 30 seconds to a minute and then flip to the other leg. I wouldn't do more than 3 sets because your legs are going to get quite tired, but you'll figure out if you're a square dancer, if you like doing ellipses, or if you actually spin a circle.
Oh, I like it. A square dancer. That's sadly, I feel like I might be a square dancer on the bike. So I like that. I can visualize that. Anybody listening can visualize a unclip and just try to push to see if you're a circle or not a rectangle square dancer. Well, it's not a rectangle, it's a square dancer, but you know what I meant. So
absolutely. Awesome.
Great stuff, Lorianne. Really appreciate it. Have yourself a great weekend.
And you as well. Take care.